Beverages.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbai Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. President Hichilema stresses importance of setting targets in business. Government calls on residents of Luapula to register as voters. Ugandans welcome more crime charges against Joseph Kony. And in sports, Zambia outclass Honduras. And other news in detail. Government has called on residents of Luapula province to take advantage of the few remaining days of the voter registration exercise and ensure they are captured ahead of next year's general elections. Luapula Province Minister Nathan Musonda met the call when he conducted impromptu visits to polling stations in Mansa Central and Bahati constituencies on Friday to check on the progress of the registration exercise. Engineer Musonda says the visits were meant to assess how the process was proceeding and to identify challenges that might need the attention of the provincial administration. He expressed satisfaction with the progress, saying the registration exercise at Namwandwe polling station in Mansa Central constituency is running smoothly with an impressive turnout, particularly among young people registering for the first time.
So this afternoon we paid an impromptu visit to two polling stations, one in Bahati and one in Mansa Central Constituency, here in Mansa District. The reason we did that was for us to find out whether the process is going smoothly or not, and the other, the authority for the province, then we can find the means of ensuring that we address the concern that might come from our people here. The impression that we've had is that the exercise is going on well. This is the last phase. We are calling it phase six. And we were in Namwandwe, which is in Mansa Central Constituency. I must say that I've been very, very much impressed with the turnout.
Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba has emphasized Africa's shared vision and unwavering solidarity in driving sustainable tourism development. Mr. Sikumba underscored the need for Africa to harness its vast potential through innovation, strategic partnerships and policy coherence, highlighting that the continent's rich cultural heritage, natural wonders and warm hospitality stand as pillars of its competitive advantage in the global tourism landscape. Speaking during the consultative meeting of African ministers of tourism and heads of delegation on the sidelines of the 26th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations Tourism Organization, Mr. Sikumba further called for an inclusive and transformative tourism model that empowers local communities, preserves cultural heritage and safeguards biodiversity. The minister notes that tourism remains a powerful catalyst for job creation, economic diversification, as well as cross-cultural understanding. He says African ministers reaffirmed their resolve to work together in positioning the continent as a dynamic, resilient, and sustainable tourism powerhouse on the global stage. Now, President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the importance of setting targets in businesses, stating that no country or enterprise can succeed without clear goals. Mr. Hichilema stated that setting targets is essential for success in businesses and that the country must work with a clear direction to achieve the set goals. He adds that no country should operate without a clear plan and no business should work blindly. President Hichilema was speaking during the fourth edition of the Zambia Man of the Year Awards, where he received the Lifetime Achievement Award. The president cited examples of targets set by his government, including the production of 3 million tons of copper, which is expected to generate $11 billion in revenue. He also mentioned the target of producing 10 million tons of manganese, which will help stabilize prices and create more jobs. Vice President Mtali Nalumango says the UPND is a caring government which is allocating more hours of electricity to areas where people cannot afford alternative sources like solar. Vice President Nalumango also says the UPND should not be compared to the PF, which had 10 years in government. Responding to Stephen Kampiongo, who complained about 3 hours of electricity supply during the Vice President's question time, the Vice President stated that 2 hours is enough for areas like Kabulonga, where citizens could afford alternative sources of power. Explaining her response, she says that the UPND is literally importing power in mitigating the issue of load shedding, even in areas where it's seemingly exporting is an obligation. Over 200 residents of Woodlands have petitioned President Hakainde Hichilema to intervene and halt the construction of a Mount Meru petroleum filling station, citing security risks, urban planning violations, and a lack of transparency. In an open letter dated Thursday, November 6, 2025, the residents object to the project at stand number 945 located at the junction of Nalikwanda and Mosotunya roads. They argue that a third fuel station within 200 meters contradicts standard safety spacing of 500 to 1,000 meters for dense urban areas. The petition highlights specific security concerns for the president's convoy and other high-profile officials who frequently use the road, stating that the cluster of stations presents an increased risk of accidents, fire or sabotage. Meanwhile, Lusaka Central Member of Parliament Mulambo Haimbe has pledged to take up the matter of a proposed filling station by Mount Meru in the Woodlands residential area, citing concerns over safety and environmental impact. The plot, currently a house surrounded by residential flats and housing units, has sparked outrage among residents who are petitioning against the project. Mr. Haimbe has emphasized that residents have the right to voice their objections, expressing disappointment that the local authority has not adequately addressed their concerns. And just now we took a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Survivors of the reign of terror inflicted by Lord's Resistance Army, LRA rebels in Uganda, have told the British Broadcasting Corporation they welcome the move by the International Criminal Court to confirm charges against the group's leader, Joseph Kony. An arrest warrant was issued for him in 2005, but he remains at large, believed to be hiding in the Central African Republic. On Thursday, the ICC said he was being charged with 39 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, using child soldiers, sexual slavery, and forced pregnancy. A woman abducted by the LRA as a child and forced to become one of Kony's wives said she hoped the move would renew efforts to capture him. For more info and news, here is the BBC.
The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed President Trump's administration to continue restricting food aid payments for tens of millions of people. It's temporarily blocked a lower court order to fully fund food stamps amid the government shutdown. Hungary's Prime Minister says the decision by Donald Trump to allow Budapest to continue importing Russian oil will help keep bills low.